This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's the Cookie Jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price. Period. Mostly Halloween questions today and a few curveballs. We'll start with an easy one. Should Halloween always be a Friday like it is this year? Kind of like Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday.
No. Halloween is October 31. It should remain October 31. And I understand, like, there's a lot of teachers that are going to disagree with me, because if it's on a Tuesday, Wednesday, with all those kids coming in, you know,
hopped
lunch
up on
bags
sugar.
With sugar, and I mean, like, okay, it may make it difficult for a day, but no, it should always be on the 31st.
Heck yeah, let's have it always on a Friday. It's so much more fun. Now, I don't know the whole reasoning, and this could maybe change my mind. Is, could you tell me why it's on October 31st?
I'm sure there's some significance.
I'm sure there is, but I do think
history,
maybe we should
tradition.
Just... Maybe can we just keep Halloween can be on October 31st, but trick or treating be on a Friday. I'd even take a Saturday. It's so much more fun. You don't have to race home. I mean, on Friday, you have to race home from work to get your kids in the costume before trick or treating. You can stay up late. Parents can enjoy it a little bit more.
Oh, so you want to make it observed on Saturday?
Or Friday's fine, but Saturday would be cool too.
I'm going to say no. Look, trick or treating's done at 9 p.m. Not a night out on the town. I will say it should not be on a Friday. It should be the 31st.
Like for a 4-year old, 9 o'clock is a night out
on
town.
It's a rager.
Town. Yeah.
Yeah, those years with the young ones,
yeah.
5, 6 and under, those got a little rough, especially working this job. I will say this. I'm going to go with Heather here. But the reason I just say no to maybe Friday is because of Saturday and the fact that you get the extra hour. So you combine it with daylight savings.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but if you
but
do
then you it, can't dress up for, well, you could still dress up for school, but I like the idea of Friday, everybody goes in their costume, and then that night is trick-or-treating. I would make it on a Friday every year.
The conflict with football will be there on Friday. It will be there on Saturday. And if you make it the 31st, okay, yeah, this year it lines up with Friday night football. So people will deal with it. In however they want to,
yeah,
but
make a choice.
I don't want to make it every single year. You have to figure out how to deal with going to high school football or watching college football on Saturday.
That's why I actually put it on Saturdays, because I think high school football should take priority, because this is a kid thing. They probably have siblings that are older. Like, what if you're a family tonight and you've got your oldest son playing high school football or cheerleading, daughter, and then you've got one that's 10 and wants to go trick-or-treating?
Well, mom goes with one and dad goes with the other, probably, right? I mean,
well, yeah, but I mean, it's 'cause we're in that situation. Jack is going to be on the team tonight. And they're playing. Yet Teddy's four, and we want to have a great Halloween party for him, and you're trying to juggle both.
And you're not going to get Jack off the team.
What age did you stop trick-or-treating?
This is a while ago, and I'm trying to remember. I think it was right around 15, 16.
Whoa. You were trick-or-treating in high school?
Oh, sure.
I think I might have went trick-or-treating my freshman year in high school. Might have been my last, so I'd say like 14 probably. Yeah. I think.
Yeah, yeah. Because I remember running around Clawson. It's great in Clawson because the houses are so close together, and a vast majority of houses are participating in it. They all know everybody and know what, you know. So it was more of, I think, the community accepted some older kids running around. Yeah, and
kids could be doing far worse. Oh, I'm sure. Let them trick or treat.
I'm sure they could, but John probably looked like a 40-year-old at 15. He probably had facial hair, and he was probably 6'3".
Yes, well, I did not have facial hair. I still, you know, struggle with full facial hair. But, yeah, I was obviously a bigger 15-year-old.
Heather, what age?
I think 14. Okay. Freshman.
Yeah. 7th grade. I'll say.
Oh, wow.
I'll actually take it to 16. Once you have your license, you got better things to do.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
I was done by middle school, so 6th grade.
Oh, middle school?
Yeah, too cool to trick or treat at that point.
Gosh, you missed out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, you were you off? Too cool.
We got an F, Mary, Kill with Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Oh, this one's easy.
Super easy.
I'm going to kill Halloween. I'm not a huge fan. I do it because of the kids, but I'm going to marry Thanksgiving by far. Hands down, my favorite day of the year, my favorite holiday. It is awesome. And then I'll F Christmas.
Oh,
jolly good time.
Yeah.
Mine's quite opposite of yours. I'm going to kill Thanksgiving. Get rid of that. It's my least favorite holiday. I don't need the food. I don't need the stress. Get rid of that. I'm going to marry Christmas.
You want to talk about stress? Christmas is loaded with stress.
Not for me.
Stress for months.
Not for me. I love everything about Christmas. It's comforting. It's warm. It's cozy. It's like you're like the most committed to Christmas as a holiday. I'm going to marry Christmas, and then I'll F Halloween.
I will marry Thanksgiving. It's a 4-day weekend with lots of food and lots of football.
Yes.
I will F Christmas, and I will kill Halloween. It's nothing against Halloween, but somebody's got to be third.
That's right. I agree.
All right. I hate this. Because my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving, and I love the fact that I believe the day with your family and all the traditions are way better than Christmas because there's no gifts. I love that Thanksgiving isn't about gifts and presents, okay? Yeah. From a spiritual perspective, I'm not going to say what you want me to say in terms of Christmas. So I don't know what you want to call
Christmas
that, but
second?
That's just, yeah.
You're gonna marry Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Christmas is second.
Christmas is second from the day perspective.
Okay. Interesting. All right. I'm going to kill Halloween to the point that it is third of three here. Yep. I like Halloween. I would marry Christmas, and I would F Thanksgiving.
Okay.
How do you feel about trunk or treat? Love or hate? It's taken over. Some people think it's even bigger now than the actual trick-or-treating.
I'm not a huge fan of it because part of, and I'll go back to talking about Clawson a lot today. There's so much interaction that happens between homeowner and trick-or-treaters. And now as a dad that's walking around, you get a chance to talk to the homeowner. Oh, you know, Teddy went to Santa Claus last year and Lisa's mom made, and Ellie made his costume, and every time he would go up to the door, I love, you know, your costume. Yes. And then, you know, we would talk to him about it. And I just love that interaction more when it's a trunk or treat. It's just, it's a process more than an event.
My situation with trunk or treat is kind of complicated. I used to hate it. I used to feel just like you. However, I am now starting to really love it. I do think they're oversaturated. There's a lot of them. But my kids have so much fun. Another day to get into the costume. I do think it's a little too much candy. I would love to see somebody like use the money that they use to like decorate the trunks and the candy and maybe just get like a fun little DJ for the kids. Let them just dance and party. Like, that's all. I like that it brings community together. Our library does a great one. The kids all get books when they go. It's really, I enjoy them. So I'm going to say love.
Yeah, play the hits, Heather. Give them candy. I will say love. not really love, but in a binary world here, one or zero.
Good, bad, you say good.
Yeah, so provides community, provides another option. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the trunk or treat. I just, it's too much. Halloween has turned into this thing that there's no meaning behind it. We just sat there a few minutes ago. What does it even mean? Or right. Is there a reason why it needs to be on October 31st? It's like, it's just an extra production made up by a bunch of millennials.
Well, here's where I think it does have a place. Like, I'm not just going to throw it out, but I mentioned Jack's playing tonight. Teddy wants to trick or treat. They offer, because it's huge tailgating at Jack's High School, they offer a trunk or treat leading up to game time.
I love it.
So families that are involved with both, if you want to, you can still participate in both.
Yeah, I'm not going to defend it as a millennial. Not a huge fan of the trunk or treat. I like the door-to-door, Halloween, what's the costume, the community of having to go to each of the homes in your neighborhood. That feels more like community than we all went to a parking lot.
Okay, but we're not saying get rid of the traditional trick-or-treating.
It takes away from it. The main event should be the thing.
I agree.
It waters it down.
Keep when the main thing the main thing.
You're doing four or five trunk-or-treats. Hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last question, and this is based on something that happened to me. So, ordered a pizza last weekend. They dropped it off at the wrong door down the street. I went down and got it, picked it up, took it home, ate my pizza. But it got me thinking, how long would that pizza have been sitting there before it's fair game for that person to take it inside and eat it?
I'm not eating it at all. If they drop off a pizza at my house and I don't know, I didn't order it, I'm not.
Leave it? You throw it in the garbage?
Yeah, I would leave it there for a while in case somebody, you know,
like me, walked up and grabbed it.
But no, I'm not. Somebody leaves a pizza at my house. I get too many questions.
How long till you throw it away? Half hour? Hour? 2 hours?
I'd probably wait till maybe even the next morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let the squirrels have it. Could sit there for days. I mean,
you'd leave a pizza box.
I know it's there? I don't ever use my front door.
Oh,
I leave like delivery packages sit there for days. It would sit there. I would never eat a pizza that I did not order or any food.
Greg? About 30 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's fair game, about a half hour.
I'd be 15 minutes. I'd be like, okay.
Well, I'm glad I got there quick enough.
They haven't called this. They haven't tried to correct the situation within 15 minutes. Like, John, I understand why you wouldn't eat it. Like, you've got people out there that don't like you.
Yes.
I don't think I have that many.
No enemies.
Your public profile is just a little bit larger than mine.
Yeah. I don't know what's in that pizza. I'm not touching it.
Fair enough.
Spartans.
Yeah. Buckeyes.
That's your cookie jar. It's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.